In today's readings, the Lord is sharing with us that when making decisions, we have two choices. We can choose to be obedient, which brings glory to God, or we can choose to turn from that obedience and rebel and do things our own way, which usually don't turn out well. So he's given us and he's built within us free choice. He created us in his image, but he gives us free choice to follow and turn to him or to rebel and do things that perhaps do not bring glory to him. And we see this first in our Old Testament reading from Ezekiel, that the Lord is saying to us, you have free will to choose what you'd like to do. And a lot of times we think our way is the best way, don't we? And we tend to put ourselves first in our own decisions before God, family, and each other. We usually fail, and fail big. But sometimes our pride gets in the way, and sometimes our ego gets in the way, because we want to do it our way, regardless if it's the right way. And Ezekiel is telling us, when we choose to be disobedient and to rebel and turn from the Lord, we're going to fail. And when we rebel and we turn our hearts from the Lord, we live a life that is not in harmony. We have loneliness, we have anxiety, we have fears, we have a lot of mixed emotions that spiral us downward. And the Lord is saying, he wants us to follow his way of the truth, his way of obedience, which brings glory to the Father and also raises us up in glory. Because when we live a life of virtue, one that is obedient to God, we live a life of contentment, true happiness, peace, and the virtues just well up within us and spring forward like a wellspring. Because that's what Christ desires for each of us, to live in union with him and not to be rebellious, but to always live in obedience, because obedience brings us great peace and happiness. And we go to the second reading, which is a beautiful showing of that Christ created us in his image and desires for us to see Christ in each other and to see Christ even within ourselves, because he does not want us to live a life of selfishness and vainglory. God wants us to live a life as that of Jesus modeled for us, a life of obedience. When you think about it, Jesus is God, and what does he do? He obediently becomes human, mankind. He obediently lessens himself and brings himself down to earth because he has a mission for our salvation. But in coming and becoming man, it was a humbling experience for God. But he did it to model and show us how he desires for us to live, so that we may have eternal life and live here on earth as happy as we can. And we can only do that if we're obedient and not rebellious. Because Jesus was obedient to the end, wasn't he? Obedient even on death on the cross, because he said, Father, not my will, but your will be done. If this cup may pass, may it pass. But he didn't fight it. He was obedient because he knew his mission was our salvation. And to live a life of obedience that glorifies God is not easy. Jesus is aware of that. Our Heavenly Father is aware of it. But he wants us to be who he created us to be, Christ among us. And to live that kind of life requires sacrifice, but in the end, it brings us great peace and great joy. And we come to today's gospel, and the Pharisees and scribes were trying to trick Jesus. So they say, he tells a parable of two sons that he asked to work in his vineyard. The first son says no, but then goes. He has a conversion of his heart from his rebellion to obedience because he had a conscience. and knew that he must be obedient to his father and work in the field. And the second son says yes, but he never goes. And we all know people in our lives that are yes, yes, yes. It's lip service, isn't it? And people like that, I don't know about you, but you lose trust in them because you know you can't depend on them. They're not going to be there. They're not going to follow through. And you just get to the point where their words mean nothing to us. They're empty. And we don't want to be yes, yes, yes people that don't follow through like the second son. And does Jesus, is he happy with either of them? The one that says no but later goes, or the one that says yes and never goes? No. Jesus wants us to be yes people. He wants our yes to mean yes, and not to be lip service, but that we're obedient and we do things even when we're uncomfortable, even when it's difficult or inconvenient. He wants us to be yes people. And that's what he's telling us. He wasn't happy with either of these sons, but he wants us to be yes and to be obedient. And when I was praying over the scriptures this last week, a little story I'll share with you that came to my mind. My years at the seminary, I spent 6 years at Kenrick in St. Louis. And part of your formation is to have a holy hour every day. And the seminary I went to really stressed a 6 a.m. holy hour, and it was strongly encouraged. Well, strongly encouraged in the seminary means you better have your butt there or you're going to pay ramifications later. So anyway, myself being older and fat, I thought I'd stick out, so I always was there. I always showed up, usually 20 to 6. There was times I didn't want to show up. There's times when I was up late studying or writing a paper, and I had my alarm would go off at 5, and I really didn't want to get up, but I got up. Or there's times like today where it's rainy and it's cold and it's dark out there, and you don't want to get up. But I always got up, and I'd go down to the dark chapel, and it was cold in there. And I would kneel, and the first words I would say at that moment was, "Jesus, I'm here out of love and obedience. I'm here out of love and obedience to you first, and secondly, I'm here out of love and obedience to my formators." And you know, some of those times, he blessed me tremendously in that holy hour. It knocked my socks off. The Holy Spirit came to me, the Lord came to me in a profound way. And why did he come to me in a profound way? Because I was there out of love and obedience. And he knew my heart. And he knew within my heart I really didn't want to be there, but I was there out of love and obedience. And just like all of you come here today on this rainy day, when it would have been really easy to stay in bed and sleep in or drink another cup of coffee, you came here out of love and obedience. Because there are days, if we're honest, we really don't want to be here, but we come out of love and obedience. And the Lord recognizes that, and he recognizes your willingness and your openness to be here today and every Sunday and every week, and he will honor you, he will bless you, and he desires to show his mercy and his grace down upon your life, because he will bless you because of your faithfulness and your obedience. So this week, let us think of those things where we may be resistant to his obedience. We all have something we wrestle with within us that we need to let go of and say, "Lord, I need to be more obedient to you this area of my life." Let us think about that today and this week and say, "Lord, I lay it at the cross. I want to be more loving of you. I want to be more obedient to you, and I want to receive the grace and the joy that you desire to share with me if I can let go of this one area of my life and allow your love and your obedience to penetrate into my heart and into my soul, that we can let go of that rebellion in those ways that are not of the Lord, where he wants us to grow in love and obedience."